are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
So let's start off with the list because I don't think I did it last week. Not sure if I did it the week before. I don't really have much. I just have a few things, just a few public service announcements. If your feet are built like a broken elbow, and you are also ugly in the face, and you are also ugly in the spirit, you have no room to critique anybody, Funky Dineva. Next, I really don't like people who follow me on Instagram, but I don't know if they really don't know that they don't follow, that they follow me on Instagram, but they be in my comments talking shit about a video that I posted and I'm in the video.
Oh shit.
So, but it's like, but you follow me. So like, pick a side, bitch. Get on or get off.
Period.
Speaking of Instagram, that's the end of my list. Oh, you know what? Honorable mention. If you are married to a criminal, keep your criminal on a leash. He's embarrassing us. But I was on Instagram Live last night. I never get on Instagram Live. Well, not never, but hardly ever. And I walked into the middle of a Bigo feud that I had no clue about. So apparently this one guy, his name, anyway, he was on there. Y'all can go on my page at Blackberry and watch the live because I'm going
to
keep it up.
Can I insert some clips into the YouTube version?
If you have that type of energy. So yeah, one of the guys, we was just chatting it up. And then somebody else joins and they get into an argument because apparently they have beef. One of them was the other's assistant for something and they fell out about something. And some other guy ended up in the comments and then they start talking about the guy in the comments because apparently the guy in the comments sexually assaulted one of the people that was on my live. And so it became this whole thing, this whole night where like we are like hashing out the allegation, and apparently I turned into Nancy Grace, and then Kevin Bobby, who was on the show, joined the live. He turned into Barbara Walters, getting all the tea. I was like, exactly. I like a real bitch that know what to do, get in the feel, okay? Because I was gobsmacked. I was literally speechless. So I'm glad he came in and got all the tea and all the answers that we needed. Really didn't get no answers.
What state was this occurring from?
I have no clue, to be honest. One of the guys said he was from Boston, but I don't know where he lives. One of the guys chimed in, lived in Atlanta. I think the other guy lived in D.C. But he was like, no, he lives in Virginia, but he goes to D.C. often. I don't know. And then somebody else joined from DC and pulled the gun out. So it was just a lot going on.
You started the live, and I always, whenever you're on live, I always come in and I talk my little shit, then I go about my life. I came in and you was on live with the guest, and I'm talking shit to you, and the guest is just on a million. It's just it was like I kept saying like, oh no, I'm not talking to you, sweetheart. Like, baby, it's good. I'm not like, it's like I was talking to my best friend, and you had even like mentioned on the live like, that's my best friend, is talking shit to me. And then they kept like trying to goad people into arguing with them, which I think is so fucking corny. I think people with that type of personality are just so fucking draining. And then somebody else, when I came back in, somebody else asked them like, do you ever I don't know who it was, but somebody asked the person, like, I don't even know their name. All I know is they had lips like a JT filter. They turned to the side, the filter disappeared, they turned back forward, then
the filter was glitching.
Yeah, and they were trying to, like, play it off like it was really dumb, but they didn't know, like, because the filter, like, lifts your lips up, they had glasses on, so the glasses also was glitching, too. It was crazy. And so I had time to cook. I had the time to cook a full dinner. I made some, follow me, y'all, some Angus steak burgers, right? Mm-hmm. And then I had some red pepper, green pepper, and some onion, right? So I caramelized them. Oh, and then I'll put it.
I love a caramelized onion.
Oh, you can never beat it, ever. I think that's a Chicago in us. But like you, I put it on top of the burger, and then I toasted the buns, right? I had garlic butter. I toasted the buns and garlic butter, and so the buns were just glistening. The burger was perfectly seasoned. It was just magnificent. I cooked all that, and I came back in. It was, instead of it being two people who turned to Hollywood Squares, and it was five people up in there going off, and then I saw some finger pointing, and my food was still digested, so I said, I'm just going to log off. It was crazy.
They were having a full-blown argument several times. The guy that was being accused of this alleged sexual assault was not taking it serious. I'm high as fuck. I just looked over there and I thought I saw somebody's braided head sitting on my counter, but it was a Tupperware bowl. Okay. It's black.
Which one was the one? Okay, cause when I can't. Okay,
which one was the one? What?
I'm a breeze on by it. Which one was the one that was drunk? He was drinking wine.
The drunk one was the one that was accused of sexual assault, and he wasn't taking it serious. And the whole time, I'm telling him, I cooperate with the police. If you are doing a crime around me and the police contact me and I didn't have nothing to do with that, I'm turning you over, bitch. I don't care. They not coming to get me. I'm leaving this live up. And if they, because allegedly the boy that was accusing him is building a case because he's going to take it to court, I guess. So I'm like, they actually follow through with this and they use this as a piece of evidence,
you have to go to court. They summoning you. And then we're going to have to go in the boys and story. We're going to do a live, like, you know, like when Megan and Tori was in trial, we're going to be outside like that, like that white bitch with the sick bob. We're going to be outside giving a tea, telling everybody what's up.
And I, the boy that was accused of sexual assault, he, that's, I don't want to say his name, so I have to describe him as that, but,
yeah.
I mean, we will say it all on the live, so if y'all go watch it, I don't know, yeah, the nigga was telling on himself, in my opinion, but that's why I was trying to get him to, I even hung up on him, and then I brought him back, and he still came back with the dumb shit. I'm like, do you want to go to prison? Because, like, this is crazy. If they were actually building the case, like, you're saying some stuff that, like, they could use against you. Not that it would totally incriminate him, but... But apparently he said he had been trying to talk to me, and I was like, well, I don't know you. Like, I've never spoken to you, but I checked the DMs. We messaged each other a few times back in 2017.
Bye! Don't come to my DMs talk about anything before a year and a half. I don't remember. I don't know. Leave me alone.
I had no clue.
Ugh,
and there was no other DMs after 2017. Like, we didn't even, we didn't flirt or nothing. It was nothing.
Well, yeah, some ugly feet.
I don't know. I just don't be replying to people and shit. Just don't.
But it was something about his eyes that gave me unhinged. And the way he was circling the wine glass around with his hand while laying on his stomach, it looked like, and then going off, I was like, uh-uh. That's trouble.
Yeah, I mean,
I trust the eyes.
I say all that to say, I am not a blog, bitch. When you come to my Instagram, I come to make jokes. Y'all coming over here trying to, it was fun. I ain't gonna lie, you know, I like be a little mess that ain't mine, but it's also like I was exhausted afterwards. So I just wonder, like, are y'all not exhausted? Do y'all like doing this all day?
I don't like that shit. That's kind of why I never really get into Bigo, whatever it's called. It's kind of like, it just people arguing and like telling each other's business, which always makes me cautious. I'm just like, you never know who's gonna fucking, one minute they a normal person and you just gossip with them at the workplace. Next minute they on Bigo Live Superstar and tell everybody that you got beat off.
And I don't know if I just said this or not, but the boy who I originally joined the live with that was arguing with another boy before that boy accused the other boy of sexual assault. It's a maze, y'all. Just keep up. Okay, let me put it like this. I got on live with person A. Person A ended up getting into it with person B. Person B somehow brought up how person C sexually assaulted them. Does that make it clear?
A shot to Marquise
Person C is the one that Ken said was attractive, but he had them drunk eyes. Okay, him. And somebody else in the live said he looked like an abusive drunk.
Yes, that's what he gave me. That's why I logged off. I didn't know where.
And he laughed at it, and I had to hang up on him because I'm like, "See, you are not beating these allegations, sir. I'm trying to keep you from incriminating yourself."
I mean, the eyes tell all, child. And when I logged in after I was nice and full. I logged in, I saw them eyes. I said, "Nope, I don't want to be no parts of it," especially with the finger wagging and him circling that wine glass. I'm good.
But to circle back, person A tried to turn up with me too. I was like, girl, I said I didn't say nothing to you, girl. So you might want to leave me alone. It was, I didn't even do that. And then he went back to fussing at person B. So I was just like, this is clearly a scheme. Kevin Bobby said it's a scheme that Todd set up to come to me with the bullshit, and I believe it. Because how did I get thrown into any of that?
And you see how quick that happened? That's why I be talking about you minding your own business, thinking it's cool. And next thing you know, person A start fighting with person Z, who you didn't even see down the fucking street. And now your ass dragged into it. I am okay. Leave me the fuck alone.
Now, Kevin also said that he would pitch this to Zeus, like to a network. I signed up. You know what I'm saying? I have like moral and like ancestral pride, I guess.
Okay.
There's that one side of me that's like, Zeus Network is bad for our people. We got to shut it down. You know, there's the piece of me in there. But, you know, we live in a capitalistic society. I got to pay my bills. And if LaMel Plummer invited me to be on a reality show, where we could do something like that, where I'm not really in the mess, but I'm just like, I'm instigating and I'm making it funny the whole time. But, you know, I'm really just, you know, in a corner somewhere, you know, but I'm giving the viewers a little, as Kiki Palmer said, a little taste. You know what I'm saying?
Is that the role you think you would play on a reality show like Bad Boys Club? You
would be I would absolutely be like... I probably would get beat up for playing too much.
I was thinking that. The whole time you were saying that, that's why I was asking. Because I was definitely going to say, I would target you just because I know you're in the back with the big spoon. I got to get my lick back. I know you're going to say something in the confessional real slick. And that's be the thing. The professional guys, you got to catch them quick because they be getting their shit off. You be thinking this is, they laughing, they just telling jokes, and then they get in the confessional, they've turned a real comedian on your ass. No.
Yeah, that was pretty insane. But it was fun. The guy invited me onto his... Now, he did say he wanted me to come. He wanted to interview me. I don't know where or for what. But...
On his couch, bitch, with your legs up.
Yeah, I don't know. And that was no shade. I just really don't know. Yeah.
That is a really good clip, like, to you when somebody online is talking shit. Just clip that one little part and send it to them. I really don't know what you do or what you have going on. But thanks for the
info. I kept telling them, like, I don't know y'all. They kept, like, trying to integrate me into the thing. I'm like, I don't know who y'all are.
Like, how does that work? You just got on live and you were just like, I'll accept this person. Cool.
Yeah, when I get on live, it'd be like 9 people in there. Maybe, you know, 10. It just be us. I wasn't expecting. Now, they did bring a crowd. They brought a crowd. I got a few followers. Thanks, I guess. they not a real crowd. I got like, it was like 30 viewers at one point. Okay. Or 40 viewers at one point.
That's enough. It's not like you're like revealing your secret child to the world.
But apparently they were also on another live like prior to mine. So the assumption was when person B came into the chat, that person A was just trying to get more clout over what had already occurred on another person's live.
I don't fucking know, bro. That's so draining. Like, why do you want to sit online and argue with people? I think that is so weird. Like, I just don't like, I'm very confrontational. We all know this. But I just like online. Like, why am I sitting here arguing with you online? It's not like we gain nothing. Like, except for maybe like a hotter phone screen and our drained batteries, but that's not exciting enough.
Yeah, I'm way too old. I was never a drama girl, never was into it. Yeah. I guess because, you know what, I just unpacked this just now. You know, growing up, like, my household was so volatile a lot of the times. I think I just numbed out really early in life. So, like, drama, I'm very, like, confrontation, like, averse. There's a word for that.
Adjacent?
No. I'm like, I avoid conflict, but it's something else I'm thinking of. But anyway, you know, it's probably because I've avoided it all my life, and so I just don't find it funny or entertaining. Not, it do be entertaining. I do like mess, but it's just not when it's mine, and I don't like being roped into it too much. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody. I just really told y'all some of my
business.
Drama.
Welcome.
I feel like if you like your own drama, you're kind of weird. Like, I don't mind, like, a little. Like, when I say a little drama, I mean, like, the drama that lasts, like, maybe, like, a day or two. Like, I can deal with that type of drama. But I don't want nobody flashing their guns at me. I don't want to have to get on my line. That's not my type of fun drama.
I can't wait to post that. And then, you know, I'm going to have to block it out because my page will get suspended. Yeah, but it's still going to be I'm going to post it.
Tinder here, Instagram be watching you.
Oh, do you know they do? Welcome to the show, y'all. This is the Boys Next Door podcast, an actual program where we discuss love, dating, sex, relationships, and shit that happens on our Instagrams. You can follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. You can watch our clips that we post from our YouTube, which is at Boys Next Door Pod. And we are trying to get this fucking show off the ground. So please go and tell other people to listen. Share our shit. Get more listeners in here. We appreciate the ones we have. But, you know.
I was going to offer something, but I didn't know what to offer. We've offered whole pictures and never sent. We've offered feature pictures and never sent. I don't know.
Well, that's probably why nobody listens, because we lie.
Oh, we're liars. Damn. The liars next door. Pretty Little Liars. Damn.
Oh, well, I'm Blackberry.
And I'm Kim Lush.
What is going on in your life? I just told you about mine.
I had a very sad week. I was down all week. I was just like, like, you know, like, it was nothing wrong. I was just like, I'm tired of everybody, everything. I felt like overstimulated, I guess, for me, that may be the word. Like, I would just like, I'd pick up my phone and I'd just be like, And so I wasn't really using Instagram. When I was using Instagram, I was posting, like, in my close friends. It was just, like, literally, like, one quote a day, and I'll disappear. I didn't, like, really tweet. It was just, like, I was just, like, just wasn't feeling it. And then I fucking, like, woke up one day, and I was just kind of, like, I guess I don't feel that bad anymore. I feel okay. I feel pretty decent. So I feel like I'm back. I'll be back on social media starting tomorrow. So I just need a little sabbatical. I feel like a social media break is always good, so.
When I was an active Twitter member, I used to take, like, at least one break a year. And I would also take it from Instagram. And it was always intentional. And I've been doing that since, like, 2018. I remember the very first one I took. It was, like, 2 months. And I was like, I came back. Everybody's like, what happened? I was like, y'all miss me. But it was so, like, and I've ever since then, I've just done at least one a year. So, and there's been some years where I've done two. Like, even if I take, like, 2 weeks off, or I really like to take a month, you know, because it's just, like, just to clear up your brain a little bit. But now that I haven't taken a social media break since, it's been a minute. I'm overdue. I haven't taken one this year at all.
I don't know. Social media just has changed so much. It's, like, it's not as enjoyable. It's like you get on Twitter, people are arguing about the same fucking shit, the same fucking debates month to month. And it's like sometimes it's funny, but then other times you're kind of like, brother, how many times can we talk about the same fucking shit? Like, I don't care about versatile robot bottoms or whatever the fuck y'all want to call them this week. I don't care.
Please go to him. That's like, already the title of the episode. Bitch.
It's like what be going on? And so it starts every fucking Monday. I can just imagine the person sitting at their fucking cubicle with their fucking Starbucks coffee, like, I'm about to just post something on Twitter, and they post it, and then now it's the topic for the next 3 days. It's been the same shit. I just don't be caring. So I had to disappear. I'm tired of Krishan and a fucking baby. I'm tired of Blueface. I'm tired of them. I'm tired. I'm just tired. I'm sick. I'm sick.
You know, I can't. I probably may have commented on like one or two like blog posts about Krishan and Blueface. I don't even speak their names. I feel like if we as a people have collectively decide when we don't like something that we won't speak on it, shit will start to disappear. I want y'all to understand that. I don't post them. I don't talk about them. I hate when I hear them being talked about like on the radio or other podcasts, because it's like, y'all are keeping the dumb train going. We need to get rid of, like, the same way everybody collectively. I keep looking at this bowl and thinking it's a braided wig on a stick. And it's taking me down. Like, I need to move it for real.
Gaze in space.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I moved it closer to me.
I would say, now you're going to think it's closer to you. I was literally about to say that. Now you're going to think it's right there sitting in front of you.
I can't function right now. But yeah, if we just stop speaking on shit that we... I know I do the list here, but that's like everyday shit that we encounter.
Yeah, that's normal shit. This Krishan Rock and Blueface and the baby. And I don't want to go to a little baby restaurant. I don't care about that restaurant. I'm just like, what is going on? It was just like, and then I wake up this morning, and then I see her walking around Walmart, and the baby is,
that damn baby. Over.
Baby, it's got one leg out the fucking holster, and it's just leaning back. I'm just like, what is going on? What is going on? Like, I can't. Like,
I literally see their names, and I scroll past. The only way I end up finding out information about them is if I'm involuntarily listening to something, or, you know, I'm just really bored and I decide to read the post. But it's just like,
I'm ready for it to be over. I'm just ready. Like, when is it going to expire? Like, I'm just ready. Like, and that's not even at first it was kind of funny. Okay, ha ha ha, hee hee. But now it's kind of like,
it never was.
I just feel like that's how, like, I'm not saying that's how it is, but that's how that reality TV shit be. It's just like, there's no reality TV show couple that's ever just like, we really love each other. We're here to show you how to guard it. No, they're showing us how to throw each other against the wall and slap each other. It's just kind of like...
And you know, I think, like, back in the, like, the Love & Hip Hop days when Love & Hip Hop was good, I think at a certain point, collectively, we all just got a little bored with the same stuff. That's why, like... Now, I will say, I've been seeing clips from Atlanta. Atlanta look like it's juicy. Good this season.
Yeah, it look real juicy. I keep saying I'm going to watch, too, but I'm like, I'm not supporting that mess. Hold on, let me watch this.
Erica Men out here calling people monkeys and roaches, and she's a whole gutter snipe. So it's just like,
Barb, this ain't Erica Men. What's new?
Oh, she's always going to get the drags. I think she's a dirty, low-down monkey with a wig on.
Ooh, I think.
Okay, no, I take that back. I went too far. She said it's a spice, and spice is my good dark skin, sis. So I don't want to hear nothing.
Oh, you better balance that out with a little, like chocolate woman support. They gonna get
social
you out
justice,
here.
Bitch.
Okay, it's just too much. It's just like, I don't know. People just need to go out and, I don't know, learn how to change a tire or something. I don't know, just something useful.
Speaking of learning new things, because you just talked about how you was just like having a bleh kind of week. About a week, maybe like 2 weeks ago, I was in one for about 2 weeks. I wasn't going to the gym. I wasn't eating. I was just like, you know, and I recognized that I was having a depressive episode. But like once you're in it, you kind of just have to go through it because like eventually you're going to get tired enough. And that's what I be telling my friends when they be complaining to me about stuff like that. I be like, it's hard for me to give advice on that type of stuff because I really just be wanting to be like, well, you can always jump, but you can't tell them because they'll take you seriously. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm just joking. Yeah. But my advice is either jump or shut the fuck up, you know, and that's not fair to other people. But that's how I handle my stuff. Like either I'm going to sit here and go through it or I'm going to just be complaining all day and not trying to just like, I don't know. I prefer now. Basically what I'm trying to say is to like actually sit with my emotions and go through them instead of trying to hurry up and get up out of it, because that's never helped me ever.
Right. And I was going to say that. I'm like, there's a major difference between like sitting in your depression and going through your depression. I feel like a lot of times a lot of people sit in their issues and they don't try to fix them or don't try to get out of them. They're just like overwhelmed with them. But then you got like, you can go through your issues. And when you go through your issue, that's when you're unpacking it. You're seeing what the source is. You're seeing like, you're really understanding the situation that you're in versus allowing the situation you're in to really just take over. And so like, I like that advice. That's what I
And mean. Sometimes it can take over. And I think that's fair too. Exactly. Like people, I think we as people, again, I'm trying to unite the world today. Need to give ourselves more grace because I think a lot of times the thing about depression is like you want an answer to it so you can like fix it. It's just like we are so obsessed with having the answers and we are not living life the way life is supposed to be lived. Like just, you know, fucking relax is, I guess, what we all need to do because you're going to be sad. You're going to be happy. Like, these are all emotions. Yeah. And, like, chasing happiness, I've learned as well, makes you sad sometimes. Because it's just like, damn, you always feel like you're not there. Instead of just enjoying where you're at now or, you know, whatever. But I say all of that to say, because we weren't trying to turn into a Yolanda Van Zandt today.
Okay.
I realized during my little depressive episode that I want to start, like, taking classes, you know. Go take like a pottery class or like a cooking class to like hang out with adults outside of the club.
I get that.
Even though I'm probably going to go and not talk to nobody, but it's okay. I'm going to be outside in
a
different kind of way.
I think sometimes it's just the environment that you're in that can also change your mood too. It's just like, when I was sad, I was just like, well, I don't even want to call it sad. I was just like, ugh, whatever. But I feel like the only thing that really made me just be like, oh, okay, this ain't too bad. It's like going outside the house. And then, I went outside and I hung out with a guy, and it was stressful hanging out with him, but it was okay. And so I was just like, I guess it ain't that bad compared to what I'm listening to. So I straightened right on up and might feel a little bit better.
Well, why was it stressful?
I went to Link with him, and it was just like, I listened to him talk about, like, his self for, like, maybe like 3 hours, and I was don't get me wrong, I want to be, if you want to talk to me, I am so easy to talk to. Like, you can like spill your whole life to me, and I won't interrupt. I'll just let you talk. I've learned that from an Aquarius. Just let the person talk, because I'm not there. Just need an ear to talk to. And so I'll just let him talk. And then I said one thing. I was like, finally, after he didn't tell me about the land before time, the land after time, the land that's coming up next, I said one thing, and he was like, anyways, bitch, when I said I went the fuck off in that car, that was our first time hanging out. And you know how I get when I'm just, like, fed up already, and when I get irritated, just, like, it's not good. He was like, oh, no, I don't mean that. And he was like, he like tried to like give me a hug and stuff, and I was like, I'm trying not to smack the fuck out of you right now. You just, and I went off. I'm like, you just literally talked my ear off about your life for 3 fucking hours. I say one thing, you tell me anyways. Who the fuck? Like, I was.
Is he a fire sign?
He is a, I want to say, he told me a sign, because you know I do. I am one of those people that ask. He told me, wait, hold on. His birthday is, he's a Gemini Cancer cuss.
Okay, so like a mega psychopath.
Yes, and everything he told me gave me mega psychopath. He kept saying little things, and you know how I am. I overanalyze conversations. Y'all know I talk about this all the time. He kept saying certain details, and he would come back because he talking so fucking much, he not remember the detail that he told me originally. And so now he circled back to it, and I'm just looking like, oh, you lying to me right now. You're trying to impress me, which was cute, fine and dandy. It was harmless lies. But it was just kind of like, I'm like, you lie about that shit, you lie about some big shit. And I had made like a slick comment. I was just like, oh, you a liar. Oh, no, he's a Scorpio. I was like, oh, you're sneaky. I told him he was sneaky as fuck. That's what, yeah, he's a Scorpio. Maybe Scorpio?
It's the fact that you got so many hoes you can't even keep up. It's a lot going on, girl.
It's a roster. The thing I told myself this year, I
was like, you got a white boy?
I have a Filipino, I have a Hispanic, I have a...
The United Nations, bitch.
Okay, United Nations in his throat. But I ain't did nothing with all of them. It's just a cool time. Like, I made out, a little making out, a little movies, a little shit like that. Nothing major. But, yeah. Bitch, no, I don't got a white boy yet. I'm working on a white boy. Then my roster will be complete. I want a ghetto white boy, though. I don't want no Ethan and Connor.
No. If I'm a white man, I don't want no
purebred white boy.
Well, I can do a wigger, depending on the wigger. Like, I can do a Paul Wall.
That's a wigger.
I don't want to do no Chet Hanks. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time.
Like, hey, like Malibu Most Wanted. Whoa.
Like, what's up, my ninja? Don't come at me talking.
No,
to me
not
like
one
that.
Of those. I want one of them white boys that actually grew up around, like in the hood. Like, I like those. Like, they got a little grit to them, and they
kind of cowboy.
Oh, cowboys are hot. I like them in their jeans and their boots, because you always see their dick print. Like, they always have a big fat Coke can dick print in them cowboy jeans.
They always have a big fat ass too. It's very fat interesting.
Ass. Fat ass. It's probably from riding so much. Like, I said, next time I have sex, I was gonna put more time into learning how to ride, because I don't like it. And then every person that I tried to ride, their dick wasn't big enough for it to actually just like be enjoyable. And then I'm like, this is just not fun. And then my knees, I had weak knees before. I've been working on my knee dexterity so I could just be a lot more just like quick with it and be able to bounce more. So I've been doing the Megan, like I've been watching how Megan do her shit. So I've been trying to do it like Megan. I've been stepping up, because I want, next time I have some dick, I want to show out. Okay? Bronwyn Bailey Circus.
Yeah, I'm not a rider. Riding is not my thing. I like to, I like to ride standing up. So like if the guy is like seated in some position and reverse cowgirl, but I'm standing up and he's on the bed or whatever.
Yeah.
I can do it like that. Less pressure on the knees. That's not necessarily sexy though. I've never seen that look well. I don't know. Yeah. But also, I can do a bear hug ride, because that way I got some support. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you really call it, but basically,
yeah,
you're facing him.
Yeah,
yes,
that's hot. And that's you got that your baby arms around him,
y'all, real close. Yeah. But I don't want to do that. I like to get pummeled, destroyed, flipped around, tossed upside down, knocked upside the head. Thrown out the window, picked up, dragged up the stairs.
Okay.
Swirled around like a helicopter.
Power bomb.
Split in half, busted open. I want to do that just without moving too many muscles. Like, I want to be thrown around. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you do the manhandling.
Okay, so you want to lay there and then him treat you like, I like being treated like a sex toy. You know, that's my thing. I really enjoy like, if I'm talking to a guy, I'm always just like, you can do whatever you want to me. And, like, you know, guys are always just like, when you tell a guy that, they're like, oh, okay.
They don't really know how to do it.
They don't really know. And then, like, he, like, Yeah, like they start checking out the list. They start going off of the things that just to try to see what you'll say no to. And I'm just like, no, you can do that too. I can slap you. I mean, yeah, why not? As long as it's not like I don't mind like slaps like right here, buddy. I don't want no fucking like cold cock slap. Like I don't mind like some pressure slaps with the palm. That's totally fine. I really enjoy that. Like
it's got to be a soft and sensual slap for me. Like yeah, not firm, but like. You know, like a, yeah. You know, don't try and to knock my jaw loose.
Okay, bitch, we not fighting. We will be fighting, okay? Like, I don't know. I just feel like you have to really just mold your sex to the person you're having sex with. And a lot of people are just so accustomed to, like, what, like, how they usually have sex or how they enjoy sex that it's really not enjoyable mm-hmm. for both people. And then when you tell, like, somebody, like, I'm, like, in, hey, depending on the guy, I can either be hyper submissive. Or I'm, like, a cool, like, submissive, dominant mix. Like, I'm very just, like, aggressive in general. But then it's, like, some guys, I'm just, like, I just really want to be, like, your little slut. I really want you just to take me and ravish me and just, like, what'd you say? Take me up the stairs, throw me out, hang me by my feet out the window, drag me down the aisle, throw me out
put
the window,
a blanket over my head, waterboard me.
Bitch, that's crazy. Can you imagine you get handcuffed and the guy's like, you ready for this? And he just start beating your ass. Like, he just, this is what you want, right, bitch? He's like, I heard that podcast episode, bitch. Get out that window.
Oh, that is you go insane. To work the, also,
work the next day looking beat the fuck up, bitch.
I hope y'all ain't just hit me for it because I did.
This is why this podcast is getting canceled. This is why every time we have another episode, I'm just shook. I'm shook that the viewers are tuning in.
I've been so gassy all day today.
Oh, like, it's been crazy. People. I'm
oh, I'm a gassy girl.
Oh yeah, I know. That's why I be careful. Sometimes I'm just looking okay. Like uh-huh. You know, gotta be careful. But I'm not a gassy person. Like I don't burp a lot. The only thing I really do, I probably like yawn more than anything else, but that's only out of just like pure, just like boredom. And so it's just like, I'm not like, I don't do anything like that. So whenever I'm around somebody and they're like, I'm about to fart, I gotta fart. I'm just like, I'm really thrown off. It's not like I'm nice and nasty or anything, because y'all know how I get down. But it's just like something about a person farting in their clothes and like traveling to the next location. Ew.
That
like,
is so ridiculous. Where yeah, else are you ridiculous. Supposed to fart? You're not naked.
I don't know. In
the
bathroom, in a quiet space, away from everybody else, so we don't have to partake in your own fart. Like, I don't want to be involved in the fart. Leave me out of your farts.
Sometimes I go to the bathroom, like, at work, I'll go to the bathroom just to, like, fart.
See, like, okay, that's fine and dandy. But it's just like, I'll be the person when I did work in the office environment, I'd be like, I know they about to go to the bathroom and fart. Because it's just nobody get up this much and move around and much and go to the bathroom much unless you're on, like, tablets or some shit. But it's just, like, I judge people. That's why I hate using public bathrooms. It's because I'm just, like, I know somebody judging me because I be judging people when I have to go in there and do shit.
You know, like, I have a real fear of public bathrooms now after watching a TikTok that said, okay, so you remember there was this TikTok where they tested the hand dryers and found that a lot of the hand dryers are spitting feces back onto your hands. Okay, boom. So they said,
y'all light it too. Go ahead.
Don't dry your hands with the dryer. Let them air dry. Okay, so I've been doing that ever since. Like, I saw that TikTok like a year ago. I ain't went back since. I don't use public dryers. I want here and there, but anytime I'm just like, ugh. But I did not see another TikTok. Not too long after that said it don't matter if you use the hand dryer
it's
or not.
It's in the air.
Because the shit is in the air.
The shit is
they
in the
called
pan.
It a. I think he called it like a cloud of feces or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. It's literally
the shit is in
just,
the air. And that's literally how it goes. So that's why when people be like, oh my God, I'm not eating out of nobody. I'm not eating your greens if you wash them in the sink. Bitch, by the time they move from the sink to the fucking pot, unless you bleach in the pot before you put them in, it's already got fucking contamination anyway, bitch. And the water gonna boil it and clean it back anyway. It's just like, it's certain shit. Like, you can't escape it. That's why when everybody got COVID, I'm like, it was bound to happen. That's when bitches getting taken out left and right. Because first of all, bitches is nasty. Every time, when I see a, I won't say the group of people, but it's some group of people that like to go to the bathroom And instead of blowing their nose in tissue paper, they like to do snot rockets into the fucking sink while you're washing your hands beside them. And I've seen it happen more than once. And it's the same people who I be seeing picking their nose all the time in public like it's okay. It's not okay.
I definitely hate to see people spit in like sinks. I hate even people who spit in urinals. That's so gross to me. It's so, even though it's a urinal, it's so, be, have some decorum, you wet mouth bitch. Why are you spitting so much?
I be thinking that's so hot. A big ass dick pissing and he spit. I'm like, oh, what if that was me down there?
I don't like unsolicited stuff. Like, if I'm not looking for
it, I don't want it. Okay, I get that. I don't want to be subjected to your unsolicited spit piss, okay?
We haven't gotten into no topics yet. Let's light the blunt 40 minutes into the show.
Damn, they don't think we've been talking that long. I didn't know if you were just going to just go right to the topic. So I was like, I want to be high too, because you were talking about you was high, and I was thinking about it the whole time you was talking. And I'm just like, I want to be high too. What you lighting to?
I'm going to light this blunt to hopefully, by a stroke of God, finding a $200 Beyonce ticket and going to the concert this weekend.
Hey, I like that.
Because they like going down, but then I saw today they went back up a little bit. So it's like, why is y'all playing? Y'all know don't nobody want to pay this money for these tickets. Go on and bring them down.
How much are they going for right now?
Last row in the building, $600. Like, why would I do that?
But you might well pause your ass in the fucking parking lot, bitch, and enjoy from outside. $600 in the fucking, I would never. Like,
and it's the taxes and fees, and I thought Joe Biden was gonna crack down on that, but he ain't did it yet. I need to look into that, because
is it a resale ticket?
They at this point they're all resale tickets.
See, yeah, it'd be the resale ticket prices are fucking ridiculous. Like, ridiculous. I go to my wrestling events, and like the resale, like the ticket normally be like $200-$300. Cool, I spend that because I like being on the floor. I like being in the first couple rows. I like.
And I feel like that's reasonable.
See, I want the blood to spill on me. Okay, I want to be a part of the show. And so, like, the thought of paying $600 for somebody else's hand-me-down ticket, like, it's not a hand-me-down ticket, they didn't get it yet. But like being $600 up in the air, like, it is like a very visual concert though, so it works out. So, whatever.
I didn't hide it this week, y'all. I forgot.
Oh my god, that reel was fucking hilarious. Like you're a weird ass person.
What you liked it to?
I don't know. Just to get in high and survive another week.
Period. Okay. I mean, that's all you can do. I had such a rough day at work, bitch.
Why?
It was just a lot going on. It was a lot more physical. You know, I sit down most of the day. Not most of the day, but a lot of the day. I can sit and stand whatever I feel like. I have a very easy job. But they got their money's worth today, okay? They paid for some labor today. So I needed this relaxation.
You know that meme of that boy dressed like a lady and sitting down real hard? That's what I always imagine you doing. So every time you do a reel and you walk around with a big butt and you walk around like your back hurt, that's how I be imagining you, like, out, like, it just in general.
Are you talking about,
like,
Tony?
Oh, maybe. And he
got, like, with the big wigs?
Yeah, but he's, ooh. Yeah, that's what I...
Oh, well, I don't know. I feel like we're talking about two different Tonys.
Oh, maybe so.
I don't know.
Bitch, stop this there. But that's how I always imagine you. Like, I just... very just like deep breath when you sitting down, deep breath when you standing up, walking and just sighing when you get to your spot, which is only three steps away. Like,
you know what I do? I grunt. I make the old man sounds when I stand up and sit down. When I pick anything up, I make a sound. Sometimes I do it on purpose. I like feeling like an old man sometimes. But I notice that, like, I do it just like habitually.
I don't know. Maybe you just have an old soul. Old soul and tired hoe.
All right, bitch. My hole ain't tired yet.
Okay, wait, hold on. Now they got a couple more fights in it.
I don't even use it. She don't even get no exercise. Well, yeah. You know, except when I bring my toys
she
out.
She get exercise, all right. She get a fucking football team through there. It's just like, ah. Huh.
Okay, this is one thing that we wanted to talk about today. Or, well, this is kind of what I wanted to talk about. So I was listening to Lip Service, and I, full disclosure, fully lifting this entire topic from Lip Service. One of the co-hosts, Laura, she was telling her business about how she is dating a man going through a divorce right now. So she's been dating him for 6 months. He's still going through this divorce. She wasn't really sure if he was, like, you know, being 100% truthful about, like, how over it was. But then she found out that the wife was basically, like, hanging on. Like, she's not trying to let go. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, she was explaining that she feels that some of her needs are not being met. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing y'all. But she was being very understanding of the fact that he was going through a divorce. But she was like, how much longer am I supposed to do this? So my question is, what are your... how do you navigate dealing with somebody who is still entangled with their ex in some sort of way? Or do you deal with that at all? Because I was deeply triggered listening to this.
I can imagine. I don't know. I've never really been in that situation. Like, my last situation, every person I've dated has somehow had just a persistent person that is just always around in some way or another. I've never had that relationship where it wasn't a ghost of a fucking asshole's past just dragging around. So it's just, I've just always just navigated. I'm a very jealous person off rip. Let's get that out already. I'm very jealous. I'm very just like, I don't know. Like, I'm jealous in the sense of, I feel like, even if you have my man, I don't want to know that you have my man. I don't want you around to tell anybody else that you have my man. You can have him in private and silence in the middle of the night when you're crying in your bed now that I have him. But other than that, I don't want to see you out in public. And so I'm confrontational. I'm a little bit aggressive.
I think that's the word I was looking for earlier. I don't know if I used it. Confrontational? Confrontational.
Yeah. You're non-confrontational.
Yes, I think that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. I would have never thought that word. I'm glad I said it now. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, I'm just, I don't know. I feel like to my man, I would address it to my man. I wouldn't address it to the bitch nigga though. Nigga bitch.
Yeah, so this happened to me like in my early 20s. I was dating a guy and somehow his ex ended up meddling, and
nice word.
He wasn't really sure what decision he was going to make, basically. Between me and the ex, and
okay, flavor of love.
Right? It was very much given delicious in New York, and I was just like, and I was delicious, but I didn't win. but I just remember being like, okay, well, you go figure that out, and I gave him time to figure it out, but by the time he had figured it out, I was over it. But at the same time, it was also like kind of like my first real heartbreak in a way, because I couldn't understand how we had got to that point. Now, hindsight is 2020. I was dating a boy for a while and I wasn't really making a move. You know what I'm saying? We was just doing boyfriend shit and we weren't claiming nothing. So yeah. I kind of dragged my feet. He dragged his feet.
I hate that shit, though. I hate that shit. I feel like, when you, like, that makes it so difficult. Because it's like, I'm a big certified lover boy extraordinaire deluxe. Like, I love that lovey-dovey shit. And so, it's just like, I always want to make a move, but I always be so afraid. And then it's just like, you never know how it's going to turn out. And then about time you make a move, you never know if it's too fucking late. So,
I think if I ever end up dating ever in life again.
Okay.
Now, we've talked about this before. Like, I don't make the first move. Like, I don't approach people, et cetera, et cetera. But if I was dating somebody for a minute, I definitely, and I actually like them. I would make the move. Like, do you want to be my nigga? Yes or no?
That's how I exactly imagine you asking, too. Just very, just like, off the cuff, just very, just like, here, like, you know, is that me when they throw out the $20? It's just very that. It's like, here, I don't know.
It might come off nonchalant, but like I'm gonna be really like meaning it. So.
And I like I don't know. I just feel like.
I say all that to say I'm not dealing with nobody in their ex. Like I was not really talking to a guy, but I experienced a guy who, like, I think I talked about this on the podcast, shared custody of the dogs with his ex. It's like there are clear lines in the sand, and you have just separated the continent. Because I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? But
how long do you think you should like wait to be with somebody after a situation or after a relationship?
Well, it depends on if you know how long it's been or not. I mean, of course, you might. I guess you might ask. Like those are. Yeah. I mean, those are questions people ask. Like, yeah, you know,
our non-dated ass. Our non-dated asses. Like, what do you ask this question? Like, I feel like that's a question you ask. I don't know. Like, when was your last relationship?
I think if I started dating somebody who just got out of a relationship, say like 3 months ago, it's probably gonna be a no for me.
100%.
Just because I'm going to feel like a rebound. And, like, people need to get their rebounds off before they get to me. You know what I'm saying?
100%. I don't want to be the rebound. Okay, get your practice rounds out because this ain't just a real fucking deal. You clocking in for work over here.
Oh, wow. So. I hate to be the rebound. Like, if you've been out of if you've been out of a relationship, my camera just got knocked over. If you've been out of a relationship for, like, okay, I can see 6 months. You ready to move on? I can see
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah.
But three, anything less than 6 months is like, you need to go find somebody else to play with. If you just want to play, we can play, but we ain't going nowhere else.
Yeah, we can play around. But then it's just, like, I feel like whenever, like, first of all, being that rebound person is the fucking worst position you could ever be in fucking life. But I feel like when you're fresh out of a relationship, you're, like, you're either emotionally heartbroken or you're damaged and looking for somebody to come mend you up. And in that relationship, you put that person through hell. So it's just like, you don't, please don't come up here with that. Like, please. It just never turned out good. Ever.
I feel like I've definitely been a couple of people's rebound.
Oh, 100%, me too.
But I actually was like two of the same people's rebound. Like, they broke up and I was both of their rebound. Unbeknownst to me, I was hoodwinked.
You're like a professional rebounder. You're like. I don't know.
I was swindled, and now that I look back on it, they were definitely in cahoots, trying to get to me first. You know, just to prove to each other that they could. I felt used.
Oh, yeah. That's sad. That would be trauma that I would have. Like to feel like, and that's what I'm always like. I hate when I feel like people are just doing something just to do it. Because now, are you just doing it to get to me? It's like, is it a competition thing? It's like, do you really like me? It's just kind of like, it puts all these thoughts in your head. Like, why me? Why the one guy get fucked over?
I didn't learn that until I was dating the second guy. And I was like, I started putting two and two together. I was like,
it's really the fact you dated boyfriends.
A legend, honestly. I would do that shit now, but you know, it's good to bump your head when you're in your early 20s. Like, oh, go ahead, get the stupid out, and you can rebound.
I feel like I don't even date the same as I did, like, in my early 20s. Like, I don't feel like I don't even look at relationships.
Oh, I thought you were still there. Oh, the inconsistencies are not lining up.
That's why bitches get on your live and curse you out because shit like that. Shut your fucking mouth, bitch.
And I asked that girl her age. She ain't want to tell me. I was like, okay. You wanted them too.
Yeah, and that's how I was in the live at the time, and I was like, bitch, shut your ass up, Krusty. Who's he calling Krusty? And I'm like, bitch, what? I'm like, I'm not even talking to you, I'm talking to him. And then you were like, oh, that's my best friend, he's talking to me. Oh, get on the live with us. I'm just like, ew, like,
ugh. What was we talking about before we just...
Dumb bitches. I don't know.
Oh, come on. What was we talking about? Because I had a point.
You were talking about you fucking boyfriends and hitting your head when you were in your
20s. And being used. Yeah.
being used.
Oh, and you were saying, I don't know what you were saying. We were talking about basically just like growing out of stupid. I was stupid up until about.
Oh, yeah. You were attacking me for being a young, fruitful, middle-aged 20-something-year-old. That's what it was. bitch.
Allegedly. Just like that boy that was accused of sexual assault. Allegedly.
I don't know. Oh, God. That vibe is demonic.
Historic. But yeah, I got all my stupid out. I was the last time I was stupid was in 2019, and I ain't looked back since.
Yeah, I feel like last time I was stupid was in my last relationship. So we're hoping for a better term next time. So,
but I also feel like it's totally. I mean, I feel like at a certain point you can't be stupid no more. Like Aretha Franklin said, yeah. Like you get stupid, I don't get stupid. but I just feel like I don't feel like stupid is completely removed from us. Like, we're going to be stupid again at some point.
I feel like we always have lessons to learn, though. Like, I feel like we're never finished learning. So we're bound to make some fucking stupid mistakes that, like, at the time don't seem like we're making a mistake. But as we get older, like, right now, you look back and you be like, why the fuck did I do that shit? I put myself in, like, a dump. Like, that's just how it works, though. Like, if we knew everything when we were supposed to know, there'd be no point of living. So might as well make it a fuck up, so.
Come on, Philosopher Lush.
Okay, right off, that came right off the tongue, too. I was quick with it. You saw that?
We are so multifaceted. Like, we can talk about dicks. We can talk about astronomy. Not astronomy. Philosophy. We can talk about...
Maybe not that multifaceted. Damn. There go our endorsement.
Okay, let's talk about this real quick. You asked, how do you address somebody saying, I'm in your city? I have multiple thoughts. What are yours?
I hate it. Okay, because the thing is, whenever someone tells you they're in your city, they tell you, like, an hour before they land. And so it's just kind of like, what am I supposed to do? Like, what are you expecting me to do? I have my whole weekend planned out, set to go, and here you come, like, literally just being like, hey, I'm in your city. Bitch, and you was in my city, like, how long ago did you know? Like, did it just happen? So I'm automatically pissed off. I hide their story. I fucking, like...
You're taking it too far.
I don't have time. Like, cause I don't... Like, because it's... And then I disappear. It's like I fall off the face of the earth. It's just... I don't want them... And whenever someone's in your city, somehow they magically remember your Instagram story exists, and they be in the first five views of the first three of the first next three stories, and you like, and it's a trick because whatever you watch, whatever you know, you post a story, you see who viewed it, whatever, blah blah blah, and you see that you got their little circle, so you go click it. It'd be a setup that the devil sent to catch you up in hell, okay? Because I don't want to see that. I'm going to click it. I'm going to see that circle. I'm going to click it. And now, oh, hey. Hey, I'm back. You know, I forgot. No, leave me alone. I'm busy.
Okay, so it depends for me. It depends on the relationship I have with the person. Like, if my friend is coming into town, of course, I would know that because we would have a conversation about that. But let's say it's like a friend that you have that's like a social media friend.
Okay.
But y'all are like real cool. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have any of those.
I have a couple of those. So that works for me. Like, I'm down to see those people. I actually just met a friend that I've known on social media for years, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. So and he listens to the podcast. Shout out to LeVar. Well, he listens sometimes. I don't know how long it's been since he's
listened. Oh, damn.
So I met him. I was like, wow, this is so cool. Like, social media can really produce some things.
Right.
Dick, if Dick is in town, Dick is getting what Dick want. You know what I'm saying?
I'd be nervous, though. Because I'd be like, okay, because when I know when I'm out of, when I go out of town, when I travel, I ain't traveled by myself solo in so long. But I would always be thinking, ooh. Like, I'll never forget, when I went to New York, I have so many New York followers. And I was like, oh, baby, if I was by myself and single right now, hello, hi, I'm in your city real quick. And this is on some dick shit. But I just feel like, if we don't ever talk, if you don't even, like, you never watch my stories, if, like, we don't even have the type of relationship where we even interact on the, like each other and shit like that, I don't care if you tell me you're in my city. Please do not tell me. Keep it a secret, go to hell with it, and put it in your pocket. I don't want it. keep it.
Usually how I get out of those situations is they'll be like, hey, like if I don't really want to see them, it's like, you know, it is nothing personal. It's just like, you know, why are we hanging out? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, why?
I'll be like, oh, do you have family here? Like, what's the occasion? And then they'll tell me. I'll be like, oh, that's so nice.
Oh.
And then I'm out of it. Like, I just don't respond no more.
I like that. I'm going to try that. Yeah, then at least I don't come off like a dick.
You got to act like you're interested in the reason they're coming, and then they tell you, and then you just don't respond, or you just, you know, divert the conversation.
And then sometimes I also be thinking, I'm like, okay, so what if this is like, you know, like some people go on like out of state and they just lose their fucking mind. I don't want to be the killers and the killer's target of path of losing their minds randomly in a new fucking state. Okay, because now you found some drug dealer on the street. You decide to pop some pills because it's a one night in Vegas, and then I'm thinking you cool, and then I come hang out with you and you lose your fucking mind off bath salts. I don't want to be a part of that conjunction. That's not fun for me. Just leave me out of it. Like, I've been needing warnings. Like, I feel like my friends know if you go, child to get up. If I feel like my friends know if you're going to be in my area, if you're going to do anything, I need ample time of warning. I need at least 2 months so I can mentally prepare. Because I don't really like being, like, I don't really like being around people like that, honestly. I'm in tune to just being by myself, kind of. And so I be needing breaks. I be needing preparedness. I be needing to go to sleep early the night before so I can have enough energy to waste on being overly involved in whatever you want to do while you're here. So it'd be a lot going on. And if people want to show you around, I don't know where to eat. We can go to McDonald's. Like, leave me. Like, it's a Harold's.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, don't come to. Now, I live in Houston now. I'm not from Chicago. I mean, I'm from Chicago. I'm not in Chicago. Don't ask me, like, what should we do? Like, where should we go?
I don't like that.
I know this place well enough to know that I don't like anything out here. So it's like, you're not going to like that response from me. So just find your own shit and I'll take it.
That's a major one. That's a major one. I hate that. Like, what do you like, it's just like, and then if I suggest something and it's not something you actually like, then I'm going to feel like, bitch, what the fuck you asked me for? Like, I know you don't like none of the shit I like, so me suggesting something is going to be different than something that you would even possibly even want to do. Like, go to, like, it's a museum out here. It's pretty cool. What clubs is open? Bitch, I suggest to you a museum. Go to the museum, bitch. Omnia. Go to Omnia.
And I also don't like going, like, clubbing like that. And that's all my friends be wanting to do. And I also just be knowing that I just be uninterested. Like, y'all don't never want to go sit at the water and, like, chill.
See, when I come visit, I want to do that. I want to go to a club. I want to go eat somewhere. And then I really just want to go home and smoke and just, like, not move anymore. Like, that's literally, like, my idealist of things to do.
A good club back with your friends is good, though. It's okay. I don't... Like, if I'm with my friends going to the club, yeah, I'm okay.
I feel like me and you, we would have fun in the club. We would... I feel like it would go down. I don't think we've ever been
to a club together.
No, we haven't.
Well... Like, not like progress or nothing, but you used to take me to that hole in the wall on Garfield.
Here we go. It's always getting bought up, so it gets bashed over my head. It was a fun time. You almost joined the gay family.
You used to take me to people's houses.
That's what Chicago partying was like back then, like for the gays. We were like everybody wasn't going to progress, because progress was originally just like a very white club, and then it got blacker as like 2020, then it got blacker. But before that, it was a majority, like, Boys Town was way different. It changed
I feel
a
like
whole fucking life.
Progress was black around, like, as far as the time period when I was going to the club, Progress was black, like, 2015 to, like, 2019.
No, because Metro was open back then. Metro and Water, it was another one. Those were the two black ones. Progress was Mexican and white, and you have a few blacks that like to fuck Mexicans and white. So it was different. And then, like, Metro, whatever, I can't think of the name of that fucking other club. It closed down, and then everybody started going to Progress, and Progress became the black bar, like, because I was in a relationship when it first popped off. So that was, like, 2018, 2019. And I was like, oh, damn.
I was definitely in Progress.
Yeah.
Like... 2015, 2016, it was like black when I was going some nights. But then they flipped the switch and it was like, we're changing DJs and we're changing the music, basically saying we're kicking out all of you niggers and we're gonna play all this oomph music all night to keep y'all away from here.
I like the Britney Spears and Spice Girls night. Oh, I'd be fucking it up. But also, I like straight clubs. I like going to a straight bar. I love going to all that shit. I'd be having so much. Like, I like the music be kind of better for me. Like, I just really just enjoy, like, literally just zoning out and just, like, I'd be feeling like a white girl in the middle of a party, like Cameron Diaz or some shit. Just living it up.
I don't necessarily feel safe around straight men, so I would rather not.
I get that. I mean, I get that. I don't feel safe around anyone. Let's start there. I don't have a preference for who I feel safer around or safer around less. Like, I feel like gay people, I know it's a more of an understanding, but I feel like more focused on me as a person around a gay environment than in a straight environment. I feel like when I'm in a straight environment, they're like, okay. More than like if I'm in that environment, I either know somebody that is around so they know, okay, oh, he can't be that bad. Or it's like, they see you as a gay person and they're just like, okay, well, that's whatever over there. Like, I've had more bad experiences in gay environments than I have in every straight environment I've been in. And so, it's not like in a bad way. I know that may come off bad, but majority go to, like, all my friends were straight in high school, college, like,
you're a strag hag. We get it.
That's what it sounds like. But I had gay friends too. So everybody know I was friends with Obo Jumani, RTOC. Like, everybody know, like, I was also doing that. And I got in more conflict there than I ever did at the straight shit. So it's just like, I don't know. I've lived both experiences, and I've always just been more inclined to like that. So.
Yeah, I just remember, like, losing my original point and I'm trying to find it and I can't. We have not actually gotten it. Is there anything else you wanted to really cover today? We haven't talked about nothing that we have on this list.
I mean, do people like longer episodes? If not, no.
Let's talk about this real quick. Gay versus femme versus mass. You linked a tweet to something that was happening on Twitter. Who's arguing about this today?
Everyone. A guy posted a video online basically saying that because he's masculine, he feels like everybody wants feminine guys. And so it's been a big discourse online talking about, it's been a big discourse online talking about which one do people prefer more? Which one do people prefer less? Who has the harder stride out here as a gay black person? Is it the mass presenting person? Is it the feminine presenting person? And I just want to say, we are all fighting the same fucking struggle. It just masculine people are just allowed to give more freedom and pass more fucking spaces without being judged. Until the first time they get a little drink in their system at the company party and they switch their wrist too hard. And then they just become faggot Dwayne behind the cubicle number 6. Just like you, it's faggot number 3 walking down the center of the aisle with your pink dress on or pink pants on, whatever you want to say. So it's just like, I just feel like it's all so fucking stupid. Let people be them. I feel like people attacking Loyal, Lil Baby's Child, and Jada Waiter, who I fucking love.
Oh my god, that is so sick to me. It's so really frustrating,
dumb.
Actually.
It's so fucking dumb. And it's literally the same black people that want to sit here and say, protect black boys and let boys, and like all this other shit. But y'all aren't even protecting black boys starting at their infancy, starting them as a toddler. You are literally being their first bullies. And that's one thing that people don't understand. Like, they come in here and they get this judgment because he's a fucking kid. Like, you're sitting here calling him gay or saying like he need to be around the daddy more. What does he need to be around the daddy more? What is the daddy gonna do differently than the fucking mom is doing that's making this child smile and be happy? Every fucking video, this child is nothing but happy. Not frowning, not crying. He's being a fucking kid. And so that blew me. And I just feel like that even ties into the feminine masculine shit. Like, I don't understand the fucking issue that people have.
Ooh, that was a nice tie-in. I ain't catch it.
Like, I don't understand the problem people have with actually femininity in general with men. I feel it's a sense of being, it's a sense of like comfort in your skin, being around any type of guy. Like, anytime I see a guy and they're like, get fucking, like, Harry Styles, fuck him, because I fucking think that shit is annoying, because it's not real, it's pandering. But I feel like when a guy is naturally just, like, comfortable in his skin and comfortable, like, with who he is, like, masculine and his feminine traits, I feel like that's the hottest fucking thing ever. Like, I'm tired of the conversation.
I also think, like, speaking of, like, Harry Styles, I also think, like, people will respect, like, a man who's, like, leaning into, like, feminine stuff. I'm trying to word this right. They will respect a straight man doing gender bending things like wearing a skirt or painting his nails, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They will, like, laud that as this, you know, brave thing. But an actual feminine person who's naturally like that, who just exudes femininity and they are in a male-presenting form, those are the people that get shamed. And it's, like, really backwards how society just, like, is. And I really wish everybody, bringing it back to our United Nations thing where we were trying to bring the world together tonight, let it the fuck go. Date a masculine nigga, date a feminine nigga. You can prefer either or, but it's just like the connotation that people be having when they list their preferences is that the other preferences are bad. Like, oh, I yeah. like mask men because mask men are this, that, and the third. Versus just saying, like, I like me a masculine nigga. It's nothing against feminine niggas, but, like, why do we even have to have this debate? All of you bitches are getting bent over. You all are taking dick. Like, I don't understand.
And that's where I always get confused at. I'm like, at the end of the day, it's a fag is a fag. It don't matter if the fag got a baseball cap on or a beret. It don't fucking matter. That's a gay person. We are all gay.
Beret is crazy.
I was trying to think of a fucking more, like, I was trying to think of a more feminine thing. I was going to say scarf, but I hate when gays wear scarves. So I didn't say scarf. And so the next thing.
The scarf slander is so random.
But I don't like apricots. I don't like apricots. I don't like random accessories. Like, even though my picture tomorrow that I post on Instagram is so hypocritical,
Is it an ascot or apricot?
Ascot? Or is it apricot? Apricot's the fruit.
I think it's ascot.
Apricot's the fruit. Apricot's the fruit, right?
Yeah, I think that's, like, edible. I don't know if it's a fruit. Maybe it's a vegetable.
We are some... Oh, okay.
This is the yellow bus next door, apparently.
Yeah, okay. The blondes next door, okay? I don't like them tied. I don't like when, like, older gays, they start wearing them, like, shawls. I don't like that shit. Like, it's certain things, like, I have certain things with scarves that bother me. Like, a babushka look. I love a babushka. Babushka is always cool because you can do, like, something useful with it when you have it over your head and you can throw it around like that. I don't like it shawl style. I don't like it when it's styled, like, as a belt. I don't like that kind of stuff. Like, be practical with this. Scarf is from around your neck, not as a fucking necktie. Okay? What was I talking about?
I just think in general, like, we need to, like, let loose on all of the, First of all, everybody needs to mind their business.
Labels.
If there's somebody who, like, prefers to be, like, traditional and they want to be, like, in a heteronormative type relationship where the top is the man and the bottom is the girl, so the top pays the bills and the bottom does the housework.
Can you imagine the amount of money you would save not having to pay no bills?
That would be nice.
Okay.
But, like,
wait, what'd you call that traditional side of
you? Yeah, bitch, and you're low key that person. So it's just I feel like you are. Just, like, let people, like, be them and, like, stop shaming the other thing just because you like this one thing. And stop expecting everybody to agree with you just because you said it on Twitter and it's your Twitter. Some people are going to disagree. Now, they could shut the fuck up, but you could also just be like, well, I said it publicly. I'm getting off the rails, but I say all that to say, y'all calm the fuck down. Now, I will say, I do like a masculine man, but I also like a feminine man. I would prefer like a butch queen.
Want a butch queen. I like butch queens. I feel like I've only dated really butch queens, but it's just like
you're same.
Hot. It's hot. It's like a good mix. You never know what you're gonna get. It's like a party bag. Like, it's like you reach in there, you think it's a Twizzler, it's a red vine, but you know what else is hidden in there? a Starburst. Not the ones with, not the double, not the ones where they already open and they put it in there. It's the ones you have to peel open and you try to guess what flavor you're gonna get beforehand. It's that. You never know. You may get an orange, you may get a lemon.
Whatever that means. Yeah, in summation, we need to just let people be them and accept people for who they are and stop attacking people who you don't like and who you don't agree with. Like, just move on and mind your goddamn business, girl.
Okay, that was a good wraparound to start talking about your live at the start of the podcast.
Exactly. See, cohesive, cohesion, and all of that good stuff. This has been a Boys Next Door production. Thank y'all for tuning in to the nonsense. We literally only talked about three things today, but it's okay. Y'all got a lot of other conversation.
Yeah, we gave y'all an earful today. Hope y'all enjoyed. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the YouTube. Oh,
yes. Sorry. I was going to say, no, give the girls the things.
Yeah. I don't know what all you say. I stop listening. I just follow us on
Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Subscribe to the YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. You can follow me at Blackberry. That's BlackCCBRRY. That's me.
What did you spell? You spell something else.
You know how old people be like, instead of just saying R, they be like Aura.
Yeah. I'm still trying to put together what letter you put together, because I didn't hear an E. Did you say E-R-R-Y?
I spelled my name. BlackCCBRRY.
Okay. I don't know why I was listening for an E. There's not even an E in your name. What a dumb bitch. And I'm Ken Lush. K-E-N-L-U-S-H-H.
All right. Thanks, you guys. See y'all next week.
Bye.